The night before Fish and Game commissioners voted on the plan, there was a raucous public meeting dominated by wolf foes. Mike and Irene Pop, a father and daughter anti-wolf team from Kamiai, testified Idaho isn't going far enough to cut down on the wolf population. 9-year-old Irene made a particular splash.
Can anybody tell me what's good about the wolves?
After that, the actual vote on the wolf hunting plan by the Fish and Game Commission seemed a little anticlimactic.
All those in favor of the motion as presented signified by saying aye.
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 But Idaho's wolf hunting plan would do a couple of unprecedented things. For most of the state, there would be no quota, that is, no upper limit on how many total wolves are killed. It would also allow wolf trapping in the lower 48 for the first time in modern history. As an added incentive, commissioners also voted to dramatically lower the price of a wolf tag for out-of-staters from $186 to $31. John Rochelle is Idaho Fish and Game's big game manager.
We do not expect that this season is going to bring us to a point of some magical or mythical balance and make wolf lovers and wolf haters happy and the elk come back, but it's a step.
Under the plan, trappers would be able to take up to 3 wolves. But because wolf trapping is new to Idaho sportsmen, they'll first have to take a class on the subject. Toby Boudreau may be teaching some of those classes. He recently left Alaska to join Idaho Fish and Game, and he's trapped wolves himself.
You know, hunting's a challenging way to get fur bears because of their nocturnal nature. So they often can't be found during the day or found easily. Whereas traps, you know, operate 24 hours a day.
Idaho's new wolf management rules allow traps that clamp the animal's foot, and they also allow snares. Boudreau brought a wire snare to the Fish and Game meeting to demonstrate how it would work on a wolf.
His head goes through, and then the snare closes.
Because he's still walking.
Yes, he's feeling the restraint and pulls away, and.
Well, he asphyxiates. This whole scenario worries Suzanne Stone of the group Defenders of Wildlife.
If the traps are not checked for 2 or even 3 days, it really increases the likelihood that the animal is going to actually die in the trap and that they go through a lot of stress. They can go through heat exhaustion, become severely dehydrated and die that way, or freeze to death.
Stone says the combination of having no quota and using traps could reduce Idaho's wolf population to levels she says are not sustainable. Fish and Game Commissioner Gary Power represents the salmon area where the agency held its meeting. This was the same area that saw the first reintroduction of wolves 16 years ago. Back then, he says wolves really got people hot under the collar. But gradually, Power says, that changed.
I think most of the folks have accepted that they're here, and so the fear is not as great as other places in the state. As they move into new places in the state, it's a new experience.
Idaho's wolf hunting season begins this fall and runs through March of next year in most areas of the state. I'm Jessica Robinson in Salmon, Idaho.